Flower Mound, Texas, which was probably, depending on how long ago you've been to Texas, it's probably a small bump on the road back then, but it's growing pretty big now.
Well, that's neat. Where in Fort Worth, what high school did you go to?
I was at Dunbar High School. I went to Paul Laurence Dunbar High School, and then I went on to Baylor University in Waco, Texas.
Southwest High School, and then I went to University of Texas in Austin.
Hey man, well, we were right down 35 from each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
UT is a great school, and back when I was there, our football team could never get anywhere close to beating UT. They were excellent.
Close to and passing the beat UT lately. We're working our way back up though.
Yeah, you got the right, the great recruiting, great coaching. UT's always going to be in the mix, and I can still distinctly remember the first time in my adult life when Baylor was able to beat UT. Man, what a day we had that
Yeah.
Saturday. They're very good, man. So what took you to Georgia?
Graduated from UT, I joined the Navy and spent a career in the Navy, and then when we were actually in Rhode Island when I was ready to retire, put in for retirement, and we went around and looked for, I kind of did it backwards, I looked for a place to live first,
Ah.
where we could have a few acres and have my wife is into horses, and so I did that and then found a place to work and been here ever since. Just ended
Awesome.
up in Georgia that way.
Awesome. Awesome. Georgia's a beautiful place.
We both miss Texas a lot, but we've put down roots here. We've been here for well, 20 years now.
Oh wow. Excellent, man. Well, 20 years you can almost claim Georgia roots pretty much because you've been there for so long.
Whenever I'm meeting with like the governor or somebody important like that, they always ask, where are you from? And I say Fort Worth, Texas, and there's a little bit of a letdown because they wanted it to be somewhere in Georgia. And I said, just keep in mind, you guys were all born here. We made an adult decision to move here.
That's a good one. Well, I tell you what, it's a beautiful day here in Texas as well, and we're under those same stay-at-home orders, so all of our staff has been working from home, which many of them like. But I tell you, I do miss getting out and about.
I miss it. Just being able to go somewhere, I've always wanted to be in a job where I was teleworking, and now that I am in that job, I'm not sure I like it as much as I thought I would.
Exactly. There's and you know in Texas there obviously it's so many places to go, the places, the state's so wide open, but now there's literally nothing to do. Everything that's worth doing is closed. Yeah.
Right. You said go pick up some groceries. Got
Yeah, that's about that becomes the event now. Going to the grocery store has now become the new shopping mall or movie theater.
Yeah, that's right. You got two more colorful masks.
Yes, that's right. Now, how were your I again, I know that the that we owe a youth population has to be, if we are struggling just staying at home, how are the youth doing staying sheltered in place?
Obstacles, I guess, would be a good way in terms of moving to where nobody can come and congregate together and do anything. We are trying to maintain the norm, though, but is Wiola here in Georgia, we're attached to the technical college system of Georgia. And, you know, we're two-year accredited technical colleges, and I would say close to 80% of what we do is hands-on. And we work a lot of youth through that, through those types of programs, trying to get them acclimated or oriented towards, you know, here are different types of careers you might consider. And now we're trying to do all that through simulations and things like that. And there are a lot of simulations out there, but they're, you know, nothing beats, you know, actually putting your hands on to something.
Absolutely. Yeah, that can always be tough. And that's one of the reasons we actually created the platform 14 Elements is in response to some of the states that we work really closely with. They just didn't have solutions for their youth during this time and needed some way to track them, some way to incentivize them, and all those good things.
You know, with youth, there's the other side, the ones that were that qualified for free or reduced cost lunches. They're in kind of their families are in kind of a hard spot. But Georgia, just like a lot of other states, you know, arranging to move lunches to those directly to those people at their homes. So, you know, that people employed that might have otherwise been laid off, like the bus drivers and things like that. So it's you know, there are some silver linings to the, what we're doing, but it all comes at a significantly higher cost in terms of planning and time to get it all put together. It just takes longer. You know, used to you could just walk down the hall and holler to a few people and you have a meeting, but now you got to coordinate and get a conference call number out, and you know, it's a new way of doing business.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that it'll change at some point, Joe, but we just don't know when it will.
Yeah, that's just one side of me. I always work to try to get everything into a routine, you know, where you're not having to think so much about the procedures, you're thinking about you know, the future and where you need to be headed. And but part of me is saying, I don't want to get used to this and then have to go back to the old way and get used to that again, you know. So you're sort of in a middle, there's no way of knowing. I think we need to get a little bit farther into April before we can really figure out what May's going to look like.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there are a lot of what we see from the WIOA youth that we've got participating in other states across the country. We do see that they're starting to get into a rhythm. Our modules are all video-based, and they come in segments of 8 minutes or less, and then everything is accessible from their phone. So we start seeing that a rhythm is being established, and it gets them some levels of consistency, and that's probably the hardest thing to establish during these kinds of times.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually called you from my landline. Do I need to call in on my smartphone so I can see anything?
Well, not necessarily. If you've got access to the 14 Elements website, Chelsea may have sent it, but I can definitely. Okay.
I can do it either way.
Okay. Yeah, so if you visit 14elements.net and the number 14.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Yes, and then it's just the number 14elements.net.
Okay.
Okay.
It's rolling.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. It's
now,
it's loading up.
No, wait, I got sidetracked. It says Newark Online Catalog. That's not it, is it?
No. Just hit the number 14, then elements with an S, and then .net.
Yeah, that's what I thought I did. Let me see if I can do this in here. Something different. So, yeah,
that,
it's coming in. It says 14 elements at the top.
Yeah, that's it.
It's got a attractive young middle sitting cross-legged.
Yep.
Welcome your life-changing career platform. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, you're right. You're right there. Well, you'll notice a couple of things. One, there is a 24/7 chat feature that's built into the platform. It gives the young person, as well as the whoever is the administrator from that group, gives them the ability to connect with our staff 24/7. And we discover a lot of the youth will engage with the platform at the most odd hours of the night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You know, I never know how they can stay up that long. But we get chats all the time.
Yeah, right.
So it's at their own pace. It's outlined at their own time. And it is 100% video based. You can actually see a chart under the tab courses. Then there is a chart that will say we owe a youth 14 elements.
Under courses,
mm-hmm.
All right? And
yeah.
Then
there's a Wheel of Youth 14 element.
So my internet's kind of slow.
Man, mine too. I think it's
trying to load it. Okay, and then Wheel of Youth 14 elements. That's
yes.
The moment
of that's the that if you look at that, it's gonna pull up a digital chart.
Oh, okay.
That'll outline the element. And then in some instances, like you mentioned before, relating to simulation, there are some things that we can't simulate, so we can only support the element in some instances, but then there are other elements that we meet. So you'll see the element off to the you see that? So you can see that there, for like financial literacy, they can gain certifications online. And all the different related courses to financial literacy, it looks very good on their resume. The same thing with workforce preparation and entrepreneurial skills training, which are some of the more popular courses, as well as the leadership development course. So in those areas, we meet the element spot on, and we meet it in a manner that is online, that gives them a certification at the end of every course they take, that gives them the opportunity to have pre-assessments and post-assessments, end-of-lesson quizzes, end-of-course exams, the whole nine. So they've got tons of features built into their platform, and there are several ways that you can even see on the same platform sample courses, the whole nine. So it has been completely customized for that youth we owe a participant. But then we discovered that there are a lot of adults that use this platform as well. Many of the workforce board uses it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems like it could go to there too. Now, let me ask you this. So say you're a youth and you're enrolled in this through the system, and you get on at 1 a.m. and you decide you need to chat with somebody. Is that a real human or is that a bot of some kind?
Oh, man, that's a good question, Joe. A combination of both. Our system records commonly asked questions. And it then gives responses that are automatic. So some of it is automated, but there are some times when they ask a question that the system has never seen, and that requires a person to actually reply. But most of the questions now, about, I'm going to say close to 85 to 90% of them, the system actually can immediately reply back.
Got it. And so it just, they the system would recognize specific words in their request and then match them up to the correct answer that's already on file. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yes, it's a very good feature, and the youth stay engaged because they think somebody live is talking to them.
Sometimes that's all you
want. Yeah, so it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Now, another element that we have here on the platform is the we owe a youth participant. Again, we don't have occupational specific interns. I know that normally if they're at the technical college, then they're going to and they have an interest in welding. They then are seeking an internship in welding, and that's what they get. Well, during these shutdowns, they may have an idea of what they want to do, but then they don't have the ability to go and do it. We do have what we call a virtual internship program that just allows them to gain some workforce-ready skills in a automated environment. They do an automated online interview. They do an online application. They actually video themselves in the interview. They can see the before and after. They get assignments that they're required to keep up with and keep track of. And again, that's completely optional, but it's there because we know that the We Owe a Youth needs some levels of internship experience. And even though we can't give them specifically what they want, we can at least give them some type of simulated environment for an internship.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah, I'm looking through this now. It's a nice little setup. Okay.
And the same thing is that in courses, you can go to the courses library. If you go to course library under that courses tab, you'll be able to see all
the... Going there now.
Okay. Okay.
That was adaptability and work ethic.
Yes. So you'll see that these courses have the lessons outlined in them. For example, adult mentoring is 36 lessons. They're all online. When they complete their lessons, there's a quiz at the end of each one, 7 to 10 questions. Easy for most of them to answer. We've gotten it drilled down to about a 7th grade or so reading comprehension level, 6th to 7th grade. So it connects with everybody.
I got you.
So these are some of the courses they'll have access to. And they're all online. They're all video-based, all digital. And they get the opportunity to get an individualized learning plan. So what happens is they'll get an individual learning plan. They'll take a pre-assessment. Then the system, based on their answers, will give them the first courses they should take. They'll go through a learning path. They'll have their own individual path.
I got it. So nobody, not basically two people that start aren't going to start at the same place. It's going to be based on their own already acquired knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That keeps them from having to guess around and discover what courses to take. They answer a few questions based on their interest levels and their skill levels, and the system says, okay, for you, you need to start with these courses. Now, somebody else may start with a whole nother set, and it gives them an individual experience online.
Yeah, I like that. And so if I say I enroll in one of these workplace productivity, say, and I'm working my way through, if I want to chat, I can always pop in and ask some questions. That's the chat is for all of the courses.
Oh, absolutely. For all the courses, for all technical assistance they may need. Sometimes it's just as simple as a person wants to reset their password, or a person will go online, they'll take the video and they'll watch the quiz and they'll answer it. And they may have missed it by one, you know, and then, you know, the system will let them take it again the next day. So they can go back in and retake that quiz.
Yes. I got it, Tim. Yeah, I'm thumbing through a lot of this right now. I'm looking. This does look very good.
Excellent. Kids seem to love it. Again, kids and adults alike. It appeals to the adult attention span. The courses are not just a talking head. It'll be set to background music, key points showing up on the screen, videos, cutaways that they can see. So if the instructor mentions something about a roller coaster in an example, they'll see a cutaway that shows a roller coaster. And so it keeps them very, very connected.
No different. I mean, obviously, if I have a laptop, I have a little bit better screen to be reading. But if all I got is a phone and Wi-Fi, I'm good to go.
You're right? Good. Hey, you're great to go, Joe. In fact, 67% of the participants on our platforms, they access it from their mobile devices. You know, almost 7 out of 10.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, it seems pretty. I'm just going to explore around. I'm looking at resources now just to see what. I mean, I'll go where you want me to go, but.
Yeah, now the in the resources section, you'll see a couple of commercials, but you'll also see some sample what we call vodcasts, video podcasts. In our adult mentoring program, we have relationships. We actually have a national relationship with the NBCA. That's the National Baptist Convention of America. It consists of several thousand churches all over the country. And through our partnership, we tap into different pastors, leaders, youth ministers, college students that are attending those churches to assist us in mentoring the WIOA youth participants. Well, many times they mentor.
Oh, okay.
They just have a podcast that they put online, and our team goes in, we turn that podcast into a video, and now they can send through the system a direct video message that we've customized to that WIOA youth participant. So it may say, hey, Joe, man, glad you're connected to the platform. This is DL. I'm going to be your mentor through this process. If you'll allow me to, you know, every day you'll get a podcast to your phone. Just type this number, text this number to this and this keyword to this number, and you'll be able to get daily inspiration. You'll hear my voice and some of the other guys that are on our team. We just want to keep you encouraged.
I got you. Which sometimes is really more important than the material they're learning.
Yes, yes. And these will be local people that are in their areas and that they can reach out to and connect with. But it also gives that have already been vetted, gone through their background checks, the whole nine. And these video podcasts are lessons that they can learn. And they're in the system as well, but they're lessons they can learn that just give them some encouragement. And it comes directly to their mobile devices. They'll get a text message and it'll show them they've got a new video podcast in their system.
I'm showing my age here. I'm not as familiar with podcasts as I probably should be. But the ones that I have been, that I have experienced, they were live. These are recorded, so I can listen to them at any time, or are they live and recorded, or how is that?
Excellent question, Joe. You're right. Most podcasts are live. All of these have been pre-recorded, have multiple topics that they can select from, various resources that they can choose from. So that way they get to listen to them when they get ready. One of the reasons that we did it is because, one, a lot of youth, they have schedules that are just not consistent with the average adult schedule. They're asleep when we're awake, you know, and awake when we're asleep. And then the other is it makes it on demand. So it'll get a text to their phone to let them know they got a new podcast, and then they click the button and they can listen.
I see. now I'm stuck now. Hang on. I'm in the PDF of the course catalog.
Ah, okay.
And I can back out of it.
Yeah, you can back out of that.
Well, I don't have any arrows. Something my phone is locking
up. Okay, let's see. You can...
I can still look at...
Let me see if I can get you out of there.
Yeah, I've done something dumb.
No, you just went through. That happens all the time because it opens up a PDF file. Then the only way, if you hit the back button, it can go out or either open up another, close it out altogether and just click back on the link to get back in again.
I just got it back. I did though. You said I tapped on the very top access, you know, where it says simplysuccess.com, and then I got all my controls back.
So gotcha. Back, okay. So what'll happen is you'll see also in the, if you go back to the courses tab and then go to sample courses. Because many people ask for a demo, they like to see what a class actually looks like. Whenever you get an opportunity, you can go to this particular page and you can see what a sample class looks like, what it would look like to a WE OWA youth participant online, what they would see and what they'd hear. So you'd be able to see that, the way that a course is laid out. There are also some other training courses, the VODcast again, where they're into the system as well. So you can take an opportunity whenever you get a chance to check out some of those sample videos. And because it's video, audio, mobile friendly, the youth connect with it very well. In fact, in Louisiana, LSU conducts a lot of our third-party research. And their statistics show that the average WE OWA, the average participant, that young adult participant, they're excited to be engaged with the product because they take one lesson and it encourages them to take another. In one test study we've done, there were 300 participants online from a particular demographic, and none of them stopped at one class. If they launched one, they took multiple. There was never an instance where there was just one lesson taken in the system. They get so connected to it that once they've taken one, they take another. So the good thing for you is you'll have the opportunity, Joe, to, they'll get certifications every time they complete a course. There are some WE OWA programs that incentivize their youth. They actually can pay them for earning certifications, and others incentivize them. Again, it's just another one of the elements. So this is time stamped. You know how many hours are in each class. I mean, how many hours each class is, everything.
So maybe as a next step, what I need to do is maybe get you in front of some of our local area direct. That's where, they're the ones that would actually acquire this. And I can do that. I have, at the state level, I've got, I got staff that does a lot of different options, but I have a WE OWA youth in my special populations team, and I can get him to looking into this, and then he can get it to all his youth out the local areas. Georgia's divided up. We've got 19 regional areas, all based on population parameters for their area. Some are really huge geographically, and some are, like up here in Atlanta, we have five local areas because there's such a concentration of population. But anyway, he could get that out and maybe get you to do some walkthroughs with some of the directors or the youth coordinators.
Absolutely. I would love that. I'd love it. That'd be awesome.
So, I've got, I've got Chelsea's contact. Are you, I don't know that I got you on here. That she's been communicating with is me direct, and then Doug Carter, who is our state board chair, and then it says STI admin support.
Yes.
But I don't have any contact for you. Should I just continue?
You can
directly
to you. Continue to contact Chelsea. She'll set up all of the appointments on our schedules. So she's more or less the quarterback. You can connect with her, and then she dispatches everything out. And then that means that you and I'll be on the line again with the other regional directors that you've got in the other area directors, rather. And we'll connect with them and do a walkthrough. And those that want to participate, they certainly can. The other element that is great for our system is our pricing. We typically have the most competitive pricing on the market for the kind of work that we do. We are a sole source provider because we create individualized learning plans, curriculum, post-assessments, pre-assessments, and such. But for the WIOA youth participant, it's only $150 per person per year.
Wow.
It's a minimum of 50 users required, 50 subscribers required to get that $150 amount. And for us, as long as they're paying in batches of 50, we can log them onto the system. If nobody, say for example, you have 45 that engage and they use it, but 5 take the pre-assessment and never take a course, then you get to replace them with another 5. Yes, and it's a year from the time that particular WIOA participant logs on and takes courses, so the clock doesn't begin until that participant actually logs on. So it doesn't begin when you pay, it begins when you actually get the people in. So it's only $150 per user per month, per year, and that is an annual subscription with a minimum of 50. It goes down if there are, say, 200, 300, 400 batches that you buy, then your price goes down slightly. But in our space, that's one of the reasons why so many local workforce boards across the country utilize our services.
Yeah, because that is a very competitive price. All right, I apologize. Can you give me your name one more time?
No problem. It's D.L. Wallace. D.L. Wallace, and my email is D.L. W-A-L-L-A-C-E. So D.L. and then W-A-L-L-A-C-E. And my email is simply is D.L. Wallace at simplysuccess.com.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. I'm gonna reply to Chelsea's last message, and I'll talk about how good of a session this was, and then I'm going to organize through my youth coordinator, getting you in touch with or whoever they're in touch with our local youth coordinators.
Excellent.
That sound like a plan?
Man, that sounds like a plan, Joe. Listen, it was great to talk to a fellow Texan.
Yeah, really. It's good. That made my day.
Yes. I'm looking forward to talking to you a whole lot more, and we look forward to servicing you, and your guys will be very pleased with what they see as you are. So take some time, poke around the site. If you got any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
I got it. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
You too.